Red Line.
Welcome to Radio Sputnik and its weekend program, The Red Line, with me, Andrew Kravko.
And Sergei Strokin.
Welcome to today's program, and this is what we want to highlight as the news-breaking stories of the week that proved to be extremely tense, dramatic, and controversial. Hillary Clinton, eye-to-eye with the FBI. Days before the November 8th polls, the U.S. presidential race was rocked by the announcement that FBI Director James Comey had reopened an investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, in a move applauded by some, but denounced as a conspiracy by others. CETA, how free is free trade? The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, hailed as a landmark pact between Europe and Canada, can prove to be another TTIP-like bluff in that it gives more rights to all-powerful multinational companies while killing European industries and silencing the CETA's anti-globalist critics. And also, Michel Aoun, old is gold in the Levant. After 29 months of political deadlock, Lebanon's parliament elected 81-year-old Michel Aoun, a former retired general and war hero, as the country's new president in order to act as an honest broker in a power-sharing deal between the country's two largest coalition parties. So let us come to our first section, Beyond the Headlines, to speak about the shocking scandal that just broke at the climax of the presidential campaign. Days before the November 8th polls, the U.S. presidential race was rocked by the announcement that FBI Director James Comey had reopened an investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, in a move applauded by some, but denounced as a conspiracy by others. The Bureau came across these emails while going through a computer that was owned by Hillary's top aide, Huma Abedin, and her estranged husband, Anthony Weiner, as they were investigating the latter for suspected child pornography in an unrelated case. The media is awash with reports that FBI agents, already in a near mutiny over their disagreement with Comey for refusing to press charges against Clinton back in July, were on the verge of an all-out rebellion once they found out about the new discovery, and that they were largely responsible for pressuring the director to change his mind and reopen the case. Coming this close to Election Day, however, this announcement can't help but shake the very foundations of America's democracy.
Well, a few days are left before the election. Still, we don't know the name of the president. Next week, obviously, we will know.
Hopefully.
That would be a totally different story. But today, really, presidential race is running amok with all that adrenaline, with all of the controversy, which divided not only politicians, but also expert community. I would call it email race, because actually that huge controversy, which was steered by all those initiatives, which was taken by FBI Director James Comey, this is something none of us could have expected. And I was struggling to understand whether he has crossed the red line, so to say, in his move. And it seems that the people whom I try to talk, some are saying that he should never have done this thing, that he was trying to make sort of thing which are shaking the elections, while others are arguing that this is the only option which was left for him.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely really probably the most controversial event to occur this far in the election.
And still we have to see whether it will have any impact on Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. Well, this is why we're discussing it today, and we're going to begin by speaking with our in-studio guest, Mr. Andrei Baklanov. He's deputy head of the president of the Diplomatic Association of Russia and Russia's former ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Hello, Mr. Baklanov. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Okay, so what I find very interesting about this, and I think many people, foreign observers do too, is that the U.S. usually criticizes other countries for government interference in elections, for not having free and fair elections, but here we have the FBI reopening a criminal case. One of the main leading presidential frontrunners is suspected of crimes. We also have the WikiLeaks revelations talking about a lot of unethical activity with the Clinton Foundation and so on and so forth. And We have the media in the U.S. clearly favoring one side. So, I mean, how free and fair are these elections going to be next week?
Well, actually, during this campaign, we knew much more about the United States of America, how the government machine is producing the different results, preparing the campaign, etc. You know, some things are really amazing. For instance, the FBI contact. If they knew some negative aspects about the activity of a high-ranking official, they should have started immediately investigation, giving the results. But they are reluctant. From time to time, they are giving some additional details about what's going on. Then they are refusing to give the details. Then they hesitating, etc. How the government machinery is functioning, I think it's no good. Too many political aspects are taken into account when the final decision of the FBI is giving, you know. So, it's not a very good sign about the things going in the United States of America. Then, as far as Mrs. Clinton is concerned, also very strange things. Well, she's neglecting the rules dealing with the secret documents of her operation. Well, if she's neglecting these very, very, you know, ordinary rules, maybe she also will be neglecting other functions of the president. So this is an alarming story. It's not just the story about operating with the secret documents. It's the story about a lady who is pretending to be a president and at the same time who is not going to carry all the responsibilities for the president or for high official, for ordinary official. So, well, it's a matter of asking the Americans how your state machinery is functioning. And isn't it a little bit alarming for the rest of the world to have the superpower with such, quality of the executive and then such low discipline, etc.? It's alarming, I think, because those people must be responsible for the conduct of one of the most influential country in the world, which possesses the weaponry, including atomic weaponry. The problem of responsibility, that's the most alarming part of the presidential campaign. So we must not talk only about two candidates, but we must talk about the situation in the country as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Baklano. You said how machine is functioning, but I would rather say it is malfunctioning.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely hit on a lot of good points, Mr. Baklano.
Okay.
Absolutely. But so right now we're going to switch over to our first guest in the line to discuss this further with us, and that's Mr. Richard Magda. He's an American businessman working in Moscow, and he's also vice president of the Prologic company.
Red Line.
Hi, hello, Richard. This is Andrew Kripko. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I can hear you now. Thank you for your patience. We had some technical problems earlier. So, yeah, you know, we're discussing the FBI reopening the investigation at Hillary Clinton, and I just want to talk to you about how unprecedented this is, but also at the same time, how the media is, some elements of the media are sticking with Hillary, but others, like we see the Wall Street Journal with one of their latest articles, they're kind of shifting a bit toward Donald Trump. I mean, what do you make out of all this, and what's the significance here?
Well, I think that there's enough pressure that was coming from the public that they had to reopen it because they realized after the Senate hearings with the Attorney General that she was sweeping things under the rug. And I think that's why that they reopened the investigation. Now, all of a sudden, the media has to look at it and say, hey, this is a real issue. These are the things that have to come to light now before if she gets elected, then it's just going to be double the trouble.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, is I noticed that it seems like lately in this past week, since the revelation has been made, Donald Trump has done a pretty good job of staying on message, whereas Hillary Clinton's campaign, a lot of observers have said, I mean, it's thrown in a turmoil. I mean, there are so many internal problems, and now it seems like the campaign of the century has collapsed. I mean, what do you think about this assessment that some observers are saying?
Yeah, it is collapsing, and that was basically a little bit of a house of cards, and she was able to keep it all together with smoke and mirrors in my mind. Where he, if you look at it all the way through from the time of the primaries, when there were 16 candidates, he basically stuck to what he said. He didn't waver back and forth on anything. So I think the public is really getting into seeing what's really the main issues. And the other thing is, I think the media is actually seeing now that the polls that they are taking, the people that are Trump supporters don't want to talk out much because everybody's calling them idiots because they got somebody who's a non-politician running and they're working the system. And I think that's where she will do well because of the system that she's been in for 30 years. And she knows she's a professional politician. where you got a businessman running against him, and this is a political party or political election. So she definitely has the upper hand.
Okay, well, thank you very much for explaining that to our audience, Richard. It was very insightful, like usual, and we're very glad that you found the time to speak to us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great one. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
You too now. Take care. Bye. Okay, guys, well, you know, to add more insight into this discussion and kind of diversify what we're talking about, we're bringing in our next guest, and that's Mr. Eric Shariev. He's professor in the political science department at George Mason University.
Red Line.
Eric, you know, Comey's announcement was preceded by months of reports that many agents in the FBI were on the verge of what some have described as a mutiny, and that countless resignation letters had already been submitted. So, do you think this had any effect on Comey's decision to reopen the investigation?
We will never know before his memoirs are published, probably in some time. However, probably it is. Every person in power cares about his or her legacy in the future and now. That's why probably to save his reputation, no matter what administration is in power in January, he probably had to do that. Probably he will not be retained by Hillary Clinton, definitely. And so if Republicans in power, Trump in power, he doesn't have a good chance to be retained as FBI director either. So that's why probably this is was done just for a number of considerations, because of number of factors, and one of them was just his personal reputation. But the other thing, yes, there are many of his colleagues say that he is extremely honest person, transparent, and maybe this is his nature to be as honest as possible. We will know probably in a few years, only a few years.
Okay, well, I'd just like to ask you then, if we can just extrapolate a little bit further from that. I mean, how significant is it that, I mean, you kind of had a branch of the permanent bureaucracy somewhat rebelling against the chief and actually pressuring him to do such a dramatic move? I mean, this hasn't really happened before, as far as I understand it, right?
No, there have been precedents. You remember Nixon affair, the Watergate? Yes, there was internal turmoil, but probably it just was one-sided, anti-Nixonian rather. We can just use a left hand and count fingers. Maybe there were a few cases in the past, but this is so far. It looks like we'll learn more in the future when things are declassified, and that's certainly a turmoil of sorts. But whether or not it will have an impact on elections, probably polls on Friday will show with certainty. But so far, right now, it's difficult to say.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, everyone has an opinion about what the FBI did, and of course, Comey supporters say the decision was very courageous and that the American people have a right to know that a top presidential candidate is once more under investigation for suspected crimes, while his detractors, you know, obviously they're Democrats in this case, they say that it was an illegal intervention into the presidential election, and some of them want to file charges against him. So where do you stand on this debate and why?
Well, from a legal standpoint, yes, it's against the law to intentionally intervene in elections by litigating something or somebody. In this case, it will be difficult to prove the intent of doing that. Of course, that's why everything is for a matter of personal and political interpretation. Certainly, the Democratic side is unhappy about that. Certainly, Republicans voting for Trump are somewhat happier to see that happening, and both use arguments that are both persuasive. One side argues that, yes, it may be tampering with elections because people will be affected by this decision. On the other hand, well, this is something which Congress is entitled to know. But honestly, any decision right now, any action is political. President Obama travels and gives a speech. Is it tampering with elections or not? He is a top executive official. Senators and members of Congress just make speeches. Members of cabinet just give interviews. So everybody, to a certain degree, is tampering, and that's why probably just understand the political taste or undertaste of those comments about FBI decision, Comey's decision to talk about in the furthering of the investigation.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, the last thing I want to ask you, Eric, is what do you make out of Trump's latest remarks? He said that the American government will grind to a standstill if Hillary is elected due to the political paralysis that could result from an ongoing investigation that might not even wrap up for years. So is this fear-mongering like the Democrats allege, or is it just good old common sense like the Republicans say?
Well, Democrats say it's a fear-mongering. Republicans would say it's a genuine warning. So once again, we construct our messages. And yes, it has some political weight right now before the elections to encourage some people who are not decided to vote for him, or discourage those who are still wobbling to not to vote for Hillary and stay at home. But if the House and the Senate are Republicans, and looks like it's likely to happen, and it looks like likely to happen if Hillary is elected, yes, we will have a sort of a gridlock. But the gridlock is a birthmark of our politics for past 40 years. This is something probably normal. We tend to criticize, saying, it's inefficient, ineffective, and this is disgusting. Just emotional opinion, this is, I hear quite often. But probably it's normal. The American system is inherently designed to produce weak governments. We don't need strong governments. We don't need dictators in power. We don't need people who make authoritative decisions because they want to do that. We are protected from very strong leaders. Maybe it's a good thing if we have to stop and think about this. When they have balance of power, when they have disagreements, it may be gridlock in some people's view, but on other people's view, this is just, this is the way to limit the government and just make sure that we live and we choose our life according to the way we see it, not the federal government sees it. So that maybe that's what the blessing that we have this division of power, blessing that we have this gridlock. It may appear wrong from standpoint of newspaper headlines and websites, commentators, just about the decisions, about the deficit, about bureaucracy. But bureaucracy is everyone's problem. Every country has problems with bureaucracy. But I think it's a good sign that we have this division of power and we have weak presidency.
Okay, Eric, thank you very much for talking to us about this today. We really appreciate it. And we're happy to have brought you on the program again. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Red Line.
Okay, and just to wrap everything up, Sergey, I think that when we look at this this latest twist in the election, I mean, it's very unprecedented. People don't know what to think. There's a lot of confusion. I'd even say that there's chaos in the American political system. And we'll just have to see what happens next week. I mean, whether or not Donald Trump's forecast about a forthcoming constitutional crisis will be correct if Hillary wins, or Hillary saying that Donald Trump can destroy the world or whatnot. I mean, rhetoric is at a fever pitch, but we'll just see what the American voters think, and we'll definitely be talking about this next week.
As I said, we still don't know the name of the president, but what we know already now is that this campaign, this race, totally changed Americans, and they will wake up after the November 8th election to see that they are living in a new country.
Absolutely. So we're going to thank everybody for participating, beginning with our in-studio guest, Mr. Andrei Baklanov. He's deputy head of the president of the Diplomatic Association of Russia and former ambassador of Russia to Saudi Arabia. We also spoke to Mr. Richard Magda, an American businessman working in Moscow and vice president of the ProLogic company. And we also have Mr. Eric Shirayev on the line. He's a professor in the political science department at George Mason University. Following in our program, we have SETA, How Free is Free Trade, and Michel Aoun, Old is Gold in the Levant. Stay with us.